You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A young South Texas mariachi musician is back with his family after being detained by ICE. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The announcement came on Saturday from Congressman Joaquin Castro, who'd been working to secure the man's release. 20-year-old Eber Ibarra Castro was detained after a traffic stop in China Grove on June 25th while driving home from a performance. He was still wearing his mariachi uniform. He was being held at an ICE detention center in Pearsall. While in the facility, Ibarra performed the national anthem on July 4th for other detainees and staff. Castro said in a social media post that Ibarra deserves a fair chance at the American dream and vowed to continue fighting to stop the Trump administration's mass deportation campaign. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board says a jet that crashed in Laredo last month experienced the flameout of both engines before it crashed. The crash killed Austin Tech leader Joshua Bear and injured three teenagers and two pilots. Investigators say the flight crew reported a generator failure and multiple system problems, including a low fuel level alert, before attempting to land on a highway while on approach to Laredo Airport. As the airplane touched down on the highway, it sheared off several light poles, struck a vehicle, and came to rest straddling the right-hand edge of an overpass. The report also revealed that the crew reported unusual vibrations shortly after departing Los Cabos, Mexico, bound for Austin. Several components of the aircraft have been sent to a laboratory in Washington, D.C. for analysis. Immigration advocates in Texas are helping business owners understand their rights as U.S. immigration and customs enforcement activity has increased across the country. In Houston, organizers are going door-to-door to share information with local businesses. Mauricio Escobar, an organizer with the nonprofit Organized Power in Numbers, says they're encouraging businesses to clearly mark employee-only areas.
We have signages that says employees only. If you have signs that strictly says employee only and in designated areas where only you and your workers can go into, that's the best place. That's the best way to protect your workers as well.
Escobar says business owners may refuse entry to private areas of a workplace if agents do not have a judicial search warrant. Federal officials have confirmed 35 cases of the new world screwworm in the U.S. Mexico has recorded more than 30,000 cases. The U.S. suspended imports of live Mexican cattle in May of last year over screwworm concerns. Ranchers in Chihuahua estimate the closure has cost them about $500 million a year. Stefania Corpi has more.
Alvaro Bustillos Fuentes, president of the Chihuahua Regional Cattlemen's Union, says the closure comes as producers are just beginning to recover from a devastating drought.
¿Qué? Porque estamos, venimos de una sequía prolongada de 3 años. Que fue la peor de los últimos 40 años.
We're just coming out of a 3-year drought, the worst in 40 years, he says. The U.S. and Mexican cattle industries depend on one another. Before the closure, the United States imported more than 1 million head of cattle a year from Mexico, where calves are raised before being finished in U.S. feedlots. Bustillo says the response to the parasite came too slowly. The new sterile fly production is being built in southern Mexico and along the Texas border. But he says both countries still need science-based protocols to reopen trade safely.
Hay entendimiento entre ambos países para no estrangular la parte económica de la industria.
That there is understanding between both countries so that we don't strangle the economy side of the industry, he says. For ranchers on both sides of the border, reopening trade now depends on containing the outbreak. I'm Stefania Corpi in Mexico City.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Marianne Navarro.